Maudie found she could not sleep. The feeling of impending battle on the morrow hung over her. Also, sleep was out of the question with Rangval close by, snoring like two wild hogs guzzling soup. She went and relieved a couple of Gaussum sentries at the plateau rim, where she was joined by Barbola's sturdy wife, Kachuch. The otter wife winked at her knowingly.
For some beasts like us, sleep's hard to come by on a night like this, Miss Mordy.
The hermaid nodded.
Indeed it is, Mom, and twice as hard with a rogue squiddle snoring nearby.
Kachuch chuckled quietly.
Aye, and maybe thrice as hard, being surrounded by shrews with growly stomachs. I thought the battle had already started with all the noise that gang was making. Have you been in many battles afore, Mordy?
Keeping her gaze on the glow from the distant campfires, Mordy answered.
One or two, you know. Pretty difficult to avoid skirmishing, being a fighting hare of the long patrol. Tell me, Mom, do you think those vermin fires are beginning to die down, or are they still as bright?
The otter wife peered hard at the distant glow.
I'd say they died down a mite. Why do you ask?
Mordy explained.
If the fires are allowed to burn low, that usually means the vermin are sleeping. But if they burn fresh and bright, that means they're jolly well up to some mischief.
Kachuch scratched her udder.
What sort of mischief?
It was the hermaid's turn to wink at the otter wife.
It's an old trick, Mom. Pretty stupid one if you ask me. If the rascals want to sneak up and ambush us in the dark, they always leave a couple of vermin behind to keep the fires burning bright, just so we'll think they're still in camp.
The otter wife was puzzled.
Doesn't sound too stupid to me.
Mordy tapped the side of her head.
Think, who'd stay awake on a summer night to pile wood on fires? Wouldn't it be more sensible to sleep before the battle, like our chaps are doing right now?
Kachuch grinned.
You're right, of course. But even 'tis more sensible to sleep, why are we sitting here wide awake?
Mordy shrugged.
I suppose because the most highly sensible of us has to stay alert to watch the foe.
Kachuch shook with silent mirth as she cast an eye over the snoring plateau defenders.
Don't say much for that lot, do it?
Mordy smiled.
Indeed it doesn't. Let's hope the blinking vermin types are snoring their thick heads off twice as flippin' hard. What?